Page 26, Research and Development, Incorporating the Best of What Works to Help the People We Serve. We are continually striving to make the CIL a better organization. A big part of that is conducting evidence-based research to improve the programs and services we offer. Quote, organizations that provide evidence-based programs in their communities tend to be the exception rather than the rule, Edward Woolman, Director of Program Research and Development, said. Quote, by learning from the best of what's out there and continually monitoring and improving our programs, we ensure that we are making the best possible difference in the lives of the people we serve, end quote. Alex Gossage, Special Projects Coordinator, also works in the Research and Development Department. As a result of our research efforts, the CIL was recently awarded a significant grant under the Projects with Industry program from the U.S. Department of Education. The largest grant the CIL has ever received, this grant will enable the center to launch a comprehensive career development program that actively involves employers in all stages of the job search process. Staff members Edward Woolman, Jim Magyar, Helen Ledgard, Kathy Heron, Alex Gossage, and Shirley Coombs were part of the team who developed the proposal. U.S. Representative John Dingell said, quote, this initiative will be invaluable to those who participate and will help individuals navigate the increasingly competitive job market, end quote. Community needs assessment. Currently, little data exists on the needs and opinions of people with disabilities. The Ann Arbor CIL is working to change that. In conjunction with the University of Michigan's Community-Based Research Fellowship Program and the United Way of Washtenaw County, we recently conducted a community research assessment to learn more about the important needs of people with disabilities in Washtenaw County. During the summer of 2007, UM student Andrea King and a team of volunteers conducted a statistically significant survey that revealed the top issues facing people with disabilities in Washtenaw County. Number 1, availability of health care. Number 2, housing. And number 3, income and jobs. To learn more about these issues, UM student James Liadis conducted focus group research with the Ann Arbor CIL during the summer of 2008. Interviewing members of the disability community, Liadis elicited nuanced information on the topics of health care, housing, employment, and transportation, and allowed us to learn more about unmet needs beyond the statistical analysis. Quote, the biggest takeaway message of this work is the great disparities that exist between individuals with disabilities and the rest of the population, Liadis said. Quote, the focus groups not only provided a voice demanding that change be made, they also provided information on how change can be implemented. This work is truly novel in that it gives the entire community the information needed to motivate and direct collective action, end quote. Quote, we're excited about what we can do with this work, Woolman, who oversaw the research, said. Quote, the results will be utilized in developing new programs at the Ann Arbor CIL, end quote. Top photos, headshots of Edward Woolman and Alex Gossage. Bottom right, UM student James Liadis smiles with CIL staff member Anna Duesbieber and her helper dog in front of a U of M sign. Bottom left, UM student Andrea King.